Shalom, sweetest friends, in the previous shir, we saw the Kasha of Tosis, Lava Basle, Nafman Hamad Beis, and Rashi, and Rashbam, who say that according to everybody in the Chachamim, Safik, Sveik Sveik of Tumah Bilshus HaRabim, Bilshus HaYochid is Tov, and Tosis is already talking about, we have an open Mishnah not like that. So we'd like to answer that Kasha. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagoyin of Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zatzal. It says in the Mishnah in Nazir, Nafman Zayin Amud Aleph, Shnei Nazirim, Sh'amar Lehen Echod Re'isi, Sh'amar Echod, Re'isi Echod Mikem Shenit Maveni Odeiz and Mikem Begalch Mevim Korban Tuma, Korban Tahara, Voimer, Im Ani Tome, Korban Tuma Sheli, Korban Tahara Shelcha. If you have two Nazirim, someone says, when you guys became Tameh, so they bring one carbon for Tumah, one for Tahara, and the carbon is for the Tumah, it's for the Tameh guy, and they say the carbon is for the Tahara, it's for the Tahara guy. Since they're Tameh Misafik, they can't bring their carbonos and be Megaleach, Kedin Nazir Tameh B'Torah Sevadai. And therefore, they bring their korbanos and their megaleach al tanai. The Moresham explains, the Gemara there explains, that we're talking about the case that the man that saw the safek tumah says, "Ra'isi tumah shenizra kabei nechem." So, Omeret, he was standing far away. The two nazirim were alone, and it's a safek tumah pirshus hayochid. So we see from the maskana of the Gemara. But even though the Mishnah is talking about Safik Tumah Birshus HaYochid, nevertheless, the Nazirim are only Tumah Misafik, and they have to bring their Karbonos and be Megaleach Al Tanai. Tosis writes, Vim Toimarim Ken Yavi Kol Echad Korban Tumah Vadai, Kol Safik Tumah Birshus HaYochid Sofen Alei HaTumah. They would learn from Sota that the din that Sofik is kevade b'sofik tumah b'rshus sayochid. And if so, why don't the Nazirim bring their karbanos and megaleach kedin nazir tumah b'rshus b'toras vaday? It's a Safik Tumah Birshus HaYochid. They're Tumah B'Toras Vadai. And on that, Tosfos answers that since the Mokor of the Din at Safik, Kevadeh B'Safik Tumah Birshus HaYochid is a Sota, therefore it's not Shayach Din of Safik Kevadai unless we're talking about a place that's similar to Sota. She'efshel she'zinso v'nitme'o. That maybe she was Mezanen to the Birshus HaYochid and she was contaminated, she was violated. But here, it's not shayach to say that they're both tomei b'vadai, because only one of them was. He can't learn from sota safik kevadai. He can only learn from sota. That safik is kevadai when the safik could be vadai. But here, it can't be vadai. It's vadai, not vadai. Why is it vadai, not vadai? Because you can't say that both of them are tomei. Only one of them is tomei. Kacha mitarzim tosvot. Old kosvot esvis. Vim toimar, im kein mai porich mei korov asafik tumah b'rushusai rabim hu, kloimar v'yavohu shneim korban tahara asafik tumah b'rushusai rabim demarinam yisrei tegamrin ala. V'lo yifin alda v'shev shal yisroch b'vad eich otomei. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? When the Gemara asked that I safik tumah b'rushusai rabim is tor, so it's tor. It's ma pitom that you make one of them bring a tomei carbon for Tamei person, they're both tar. Safik Tumah B'Rushus HaRabim is tar. So ma pshat that you're making one of them bring a korban for becoming tamei. They're both tar midin vaday. What's the Gemara's kasha? We only learn from sota when we're talking about something that could definitely be, but it can't be that they're both tar. So why is the Gemara saying they should both be tar? Can't be they're both tar. Onim Tosfot, v'yesh lomar, v'safek tumah b'rushut ha'rabim, lav misoita gamrinan lo, ela kol chad v'chad, mukminan achez kosei. can say that Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabim Anachnu Lo Lomdim Misoita Ela Kol Echad VeEchad Ma'amidim Al Chezkato. Zot Omeret that we're not learning Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabim from Soita. We talk about Sofik Yod Tumah Birshus HaYochid, we learn from Soita. We talk about Sofik Tumah Birshus HaRabim, we don't learn from Soita. Rather, each one, your ma'amid al chizkaso. Each one, your ma'amid al chizkaso. And that's why they're tar. And that's why we want to make both of them tar. So we see from Tosfos that when we don't learn from Sota, we follow the chizkas tahara. And for that reason, we're mitayel sofik tuma birshus harabim. Gevaldik. So the fize, we have a shtark akashi here. Yesh litumoya al tchilas divreim. Yesh lano po tzmiha al tchilat divrei tosfot. Sheech katvu tosfot shehanizirim tmeim b'toras sofik. Mishum de lo yalfin an nisoita. ועלו אילו ילפין המסויתו, יש לנו להעמיד הם בחזקס טהרו, ולטהרים לגמרי, כמו בסופי כתומה ברשוס הרבים. How did Tosfos say that the Nazir Matami בתור הסופי, because you can't learn from Sota, the moment you're not learning from Sota, then we should be מעמיד הם under חזקס טהרו לגמרי. And therefore they're both tall. Just like סופי כתומה ברשוס הרבים, we're מעמיד הם under חזקס טהרו. Here we have a Sofik Tumah Birshus HaYochid. We should also be Ma'amid them in the Cheskas Tahara because we can't learn from Sota. Means you can't be Matami both of them Vaday, but Sota it's only Vaday. Zo Kushya Chazaka Me'od. And it's such a good Kasha. That we should be mamadam under Safik Tahara, like they said at the beginning, since we can't learn from Sota. Even in the case of Rishus Sayochid, this kasha was asked by the Mahal Shah and the Maharam in Chulin on 9b, which is my favorite daf in Shas, because first of all, Chulin 9b happens to be off the charts Kishmak. Every daf is off the charts Kishmak, but some dafim you taste it more. And when I grew up, my apartment was 9b. So I was like getting to page 9b. In any event, the Shmaitze also asked this kasha in Shmaitze Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. Ube'emes, we find in the Gilyan Tosfos in the Seches Nide, and of Gimel Amud Aleph, Mirabenu Peretz, Shamad Baze, Vetiretz, Ani Mitzatetet Lashono Nirali. Dehilchos tuma gmiri lo, v'hochi gmiri tovo, she efshar liyo istomei vaday oito vaday b'rshus hayochi toilin. V'hadvorim shel ha-teisvis, b'meseches nide, hem stumim v'chasumim, hem chasrei bi'ur, אנחנו לא מבינים מה הוא רוצה. מה הוא רוצה? זו הבעיה, זה הקושי. והנראה לא אמר בביאו דברי התוספס, שיש שני דינים באותו ילפוסה מסויטה. We have two דינים. And this ילפוסה, and this limud from Sota, that סופיק תומוס תומי ברשוס סיוחית. One, that we don't go after the חזקס טהרה. Number two, that Sofik Tomei is Kevadai. And that's what the Gilyan means there. That we say that we don't learn from Sota. Unless it is something that could be. That's only Legabe the second din, that Sofik Tomei is Kevadai. Aval Adin HaRishon, Shelo Hochim Achar Chizkat Tahara, Ze Ken Lomdim Misota, Afilu B'Chahai Gavna. The fact that you don't follow the Cheskas Tahara that you can learn from sota, even in such an instance, even in an instance where it can't definitely be. Make it vadai, that's only when it could definitely be. Where it couldn't definitely be, like making both of them tame, there you learn from sota not to follow the feskas tahava. And that's what they mean when they say, Tehovas tame gemiri la, vahachi gemiri dovol shi efshul liyos tame vadai oitol vadai bil shusayochi toilami. We learn, we have a tradition that if it can't be vadai, then rishusayochid, we say that it's safik tame. Sofik tomi, not vadai tomi. Therefore, if truma became tar, you don't burn it. It's only sofik. And according to this, we understand very well that we say that the two nezirim are tmeim b'teiras sofik. Why? Because since the sofik tuma happened in reshus hayochid, we learn from sota that you shouldn't be mad with them when they're cheskes tahara. We don't say they're both tami b'tarez v'adai. Can't be. So we just say, all we do is you say, oh, sorry, you guys lost your cheskes tahara. So both of you guys bring your karbanos. Both of you guys bring your karbanos. And one's going to be for tuma, and one's going to be for tahara. And you say, the tame is for the tame guy, and the karbanos tahara are for the tahara guy. Because you can't know... Because you lost your cheskes tahara, so therefore one of you is takatame, but only midin sofik, but not sofik. And that you learn from sota. Davar shi efsha liyos lashon agilyon. Davar shi efsha liyos tamei vadei o tor vadei v'lo shusei achit toilin. If you can't be tamei vadei or tor vadei, there's a second din, and that is that you're toilin v'lo shusei achit. Shu nish'al kesafek, ve'ein ma'amidim oto al cheskat tahara. אז לפי מה שביארנו, שיש שני דינים, ביאלפוסה מסויטו, יש להסתפק לגבי הדין שמתאמן ברשוס היוחיד, אפילו בספק ספקה. According to what we explained, that there are two dinim liyalfusa from Sota. One, that you make the person vaday tame if it's a suffix. Tumah. And the other, and the other is that the person loses their cheskes tahara. So yesh listapek l'gabei adin shemitamin birshus sayochid afilu b'sfek sveke. We have a suffix with regard to the din that we're mitamin birshus sayochid, even if it's a sfek sveke. Is it because of the first din, or is it because of the second din? When we're mitame al tzveik sveika b'rshus hayochid, is it b'toiras vadai or b'toiras sofik? Is it because it's no longer a cheskes tahara, or is it b'tabedin vadai? So hagoin Reb Shlomo Hayman, we don't learn enough of Shlomo Hayman Torah, unfortunately. In this Reb Shlomo Hayman, Zecher Tzadik Vracha, was the Rebbe of Rav Kolevsky in Torah Vadas. So in his Chidushi Rabbi Shloima in Chelek Aleph Niksubis in Simdalat, I still remember one day I was in Me'er Sharim in Geula, I don't know, 20, maybe 20 something years ago, maybe 20 years ago. So I remember buying a Chidushi Rabbeinu Shloima, Al HaShas, two volumes, two beautiful volumes. Uke'en ze pi'er Rebbe Chonon, not the counterfeit Rebbe Chonon, but the real Rebbe Elchanan in Kovetz Shi'urim in Chelek Aleph Bavabasla Ois Reish Mem Vav. My Hebrew name is also Elchanan. Kosev Shumach Masadin Hasheni Shel Sofei Kevadai Shemeachel Shekol Sofei Ku Kevadai. So this is because when you say Sveik Sveik and Roshu Sayochi this Tomei, it's Midin Sofei Kevadai. Since each Sofei is Kevadai, you can't be mitzarif the two sveikas to be a sveik sveika, because each sofik kishele atzmo, each sofik independently was already decided to be a vadai. So you have sofik, no, it's vadai. Sveika, no, it's vadai. They're both vadai. Ulefize, אפילו במקום שאומרים שבסופק תומה לא מוקמינן לייחס כסטהרו. Even in a place where we say that with a suffix tuma, we're not ma'amid an cheskes tahara, nevertheless, we can still be matir al deis fake sveka. Afilu b'makom. Even where we're mamed and cheskes, and we're not mamed and cheskes tahara, if you have a sveik sveika, so we're not mamed and cheskes tahara because you have a sveik sveika, but you can still be metame because of the din of safek kivade. So those are your two options. You have two tracks. You have the safek kivade track, and you have the Ma'amidin al cheskes tahara track. So if the Ma'amidin al cheskes tahara track doesn't work, then you go in the Safek Kavade track. That could also work. And you have to see where to apply each one. Those are your two options in order to be metamein l'shusayochit. ולפי זה נראה שיש ליישב את שיטת רשי והרשב"ם. We saw Shitas Rashi and Rashbam, which were problematic, but they said, Sveik Sveik and Lushu Sayochid is Tar. He said, and Tos says, Ma Pitom. We have an open Mishnah that it's not according to the Chacham, and how do you say that it is? Because that they say that Sveik Sveik is Tar, Afilu Lushu Sayochid, that's Dafka B'tziyul Shel Sofik Bia. That's only if it's a suffix, if he went there at all, like we learn in the Mishnah. Hanichnas lebika b'mois hagishamim v'tumo b'stei ploinis. A person enters a valley in the rainy season when it's a reshus hayochi, and there's tum in a certain field. And we don't know if they went into that field, but since suffix bia ainu daimilisaito, Safik Bia is not like Sota. We don't even know if they went into that field. That can't be compared to the case of the Sota. Or a Mesupik if she was contaminated by the man. But here we don't even know if they went into the field, forgetting about whether or not they became Tame. We don't even know if the guy went into the field, to the Tame field. So since Safik Bia is not like Sota, we can't learn from Sota the din of Safik Kivade. Because we can say that only by Sota the Torah says that it's Safik is Asr Kivadai. Because Al Kulponim Bivadai Haisav Amakom HaSafik, she was there. She was with the guy. She was secluded with the guy. So since that's Vadai, so there, since she was Vadai Amakom HaSafik, so we can say Tomei Safik Kivadai, that she was contaminated. Aval B'Safik Bia. But by Sofek Bia, Shiyesh Sofek, if the person was Bechal and Mokum of the Sofek, there we don't say Sofek Kivadai. And for that reason we say that if there's a Sveik Sveike, we go, where do we go? We go Lekula. We already explained that Sveik Sveike is Tomei Bilshu Sayochid is only because of the din of Sofek Kivadai. And what do we say? Why is Sveik Sveika Tamei Bilshu Sayochid? Because Tamei, meaning you have the first Safek, and then you're Machriya that Vadai. Then you have the second Safek, and you're Machriya that Vadai Latuma. Both Sveikas independently, you decide Latuma. That's because of the din of Safek Vadai. So that's the only reason we said before, you're Metame Sveik Sveika Bilshu Sayochid. Because of the din of Safek Vadai. And therefore, by Safek Bia, where the din of Safek Kivadai isn't Shaykh. Why isn't the din of Safek Kivadai Shaykh? Because you don't say Safek Kivadai, because it can't definitely be. But when the case of, excuse me, In the case of Safek Bia, it's not Shaykh the din of Safek Vadai. Because you only learn this case that we only say Safek Vadai when the woman was definitely B'makom HaSafek. But by Safek Bia, when there's a Safek, if the person was even in the Makom of the Safek, there we can't say Safek Vadai. It's the only way we're a machriya sfeik sfeike to say tamen rishasay achid is when the sfeik sfeike was mitam vadai. Safek vadai. In a case where it could be safek vadai, we're machriya the sfeik sfeike and rishasay achid. The tuma. That's when you can say about each safek, yeah, tamen safek vadai. But in our case, you can't say that. Why not? Because you can't say Safek Kevadai. Because you only say Safek Kevadai in a case like Sota, where the person was definitely, the woman was definitely in the Makom of the Safek. But in our case, where it's Safek B, if the person went into that field at all, you can't say Safek Kevadai. So what are we left with? We're left with the fact that the person doesn't have a Eskis Tara anymore. Say there, but here you have a sfeik sfeik on your side that the person's tar. Since you have a sfeik sfeik, Rashi and the Rashbam say, you've all a sfeik. And that we go, l'chumra b'sfeik echad b'tzil shel sfeik b'ye. If you have one sfeik, not a sfeik sfeik, but if you have only one sfeik, Safek B or not, but if the person did go in, he's definitely Tame, because it's Malei Tuma, like Rashi says. That's because of a different din. Mishum Dahach din, the law is din of Brasil Cheskes Tahar B'Safek Tuma, we learn from Sot, even at Tzira Safek B, that the person no longer has a Cheskes Tahar. And in Mele, we go l'churma b'safek echad. Because we can't be ma'am of the person b'cheskes tahara. And here you have only one safek, not two. The only problem is that Rashi says that if you have one suffix, we call the kula. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, Chipligi Rabban Aleid Rabbi Lazar, Heched Mal Yisad Etum, Di Ol Lo Ola Loi Efshar the Lo Heil the Lake Alachat Suffix. If there's one suffix, there's one suffix because it's Malik Tum, and if he went in, he's definitely became Tame, and that's the Machlokis. So why then does Rabbi Lazar? Why is he Mekel? Why, according to Shitas Rashi, according to the Rashbam, we're only makel if it's a sfeik sfeik. According to Rashi, even if it's one suffix, how could he be makel if it's one suffix? The person doesn't have a cheskes tum anymore, a tara anymore, and we should be machmir misafik. So what's pshat in Rashi? Not that Rashi says that according to Rabbi Lozon, we go l'kula. Even b'safik bia, if it's safik echod, you can say that Rabbi Lozon holds that since safik bia is not similar to sota, just like we don't learn from sota the din of safik kevada, yu adin, we don't learn the din not to go after the chazaka. According to Rashi, Rabbi Lozon learns that these two dinim are dependent on each other. Can't learn either from Sota. You can't learn from Sota Safek Kevad, and you also can't learn from Sota not to follow the Chazaka, simply because it's not similar to Sota. Because here it's a Safek Bia. It's a Safek if the person even went into the field. And that's not like Sota, where you know that the woman was B'makom HaSafek. So Memele Rashi says that even B'Safek Echotar, Shbam doesn't say that, but Rashi says even B'Safek Echotar, because we're mamir acheskes tahara. Asher lefizeh, we understand now, Rashi in the Rashbam, and for end for the Kashi of Tosfos, we asked on Rashi in the Rashbam, they're against the Mishnah Taharis. It says that Sveik Sveik is Tomei Birshu Sayochit. And the answer is that Rashi and the Rashbam only said that Sveik Sveik is Tor Birshu Sayochit, but Siu in the specific scenario of Sofek Bia. But in a regular Sofek, Rashi and the Rashbam would agree. So that's the terrace to the Kasha. That's what we have been spending the last approximately 25 minutes and 45 seconds explaining, that to get to this idea that Rashi and the Rashbam are only say that you'd be makel if it's a sveik sveik if we're dealing with sofik bia. In that scenario, that can't be derived from sota. But otherwise, a sofik harogil, we hold sveik sveik atame birshu sayochid mikoyach hadin shel sofik kivadai. And we're machriya one sefik l'chumra, and machriya the other sefik l'chumra. And shalom al Yisrael, we're going to be metami the person. Just in this case, you can't derive it from sota, so therefore you can't say sveik sveik, and according to Rashi, even a sefik, even one sefik, you're not metami, because it can't be derived from sota. Because by sota, the person was vada, the woman was vada in the makom of the sefik, and yet she wasn't. So therefore here, we're going to be mekel in the Sveik Sveika when it's a tziul of Sofek Bia. We're mekel in the Sveik Sveika, and we say Torah because it can't be derived from Sofek, from Sota. Kinemtzeinu lemeidim shirashi v'arashbam sovrim שבמוקוים סופק רוגיל שאינו סופק ביה לכולי אלמו. So by studies now that Rashi and the Rashbam hold that if you have a regular sofik, which is not a sofik bia, everybody holds, even Rebbe Lozer holds, that we say sveik sveika is tamei birshu sayochi. And according to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Mishnah Taharos is Kekulei Alma. The Mishnah Taharos that says that we're Metame, Sveik Sveik, Elushu Sechet, is according to everybody, even according to Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer only argued in his specific scenario. And that's not like Tesis and Bava Basra, who hold that Rebbe Lozer's Shita is that every Sveik Sveik has Torah Elushu Sayochid. No. Rashi and the Rashbam hold that Rebbe Lozer agrees. And according to Tosfos, the Mishnah Maseches Taharis is only according to the Chachomim and not according to Rebbe Lozer. And that brings us back to the Shita Mekubetzes we saw in the first shir, where we said that we have the Shita of Rebbe Lozer, the Amoira, who holds that there was Mixas Shilya B'loi Vlad, the woman would be Tahir on the first day, Mikoach Sveik Sveik. And then Tosis asks, I understand if we're Shisayachi, Sveik Sveik is Tamei. And the Shita Mekubetzes says, and don't say that Rebbe Lozer, the Amoira, holds like Rebbe Lozer, the Tane, who argues with the Rabbanan, and is Mitar in the case of Sveik Sveike. Because in Avod Zorah, there in Daf Ayin, the Gemara is Mesupik if the Amoira Rebbe Lozer holds like the Tane. So he doesn't necessarily hold like this Tane. Now we understand better that According to Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar the Tana always holds that we're Matar in a case of Sveik Sveika. And therefore it would make sense if Rabbi Elazar the Amora held like him, then it would work. Because he holds we're Matar, and the Shita Bubetsa says, but we're not sure if the Amora holds like the Tana, the Amora Rabbi Elazar holds like the Tana Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rashi and the Rashbam, in Al Mala Daber Po, Rabbi Elazar the Amor holds like Rabbi Elazar the Tana, because Rabbi Elazar the Tana only holds that way when it comes to Safek Bia. Otherwise, he's Metame. And here we're not talking about, in the case of Shilya, we're not talking about Safek Bia. So therefore, the Kule Alma would be Tame. Meaning, according to both Tanaim, would be Tame. And that's why we have a problem with Rabbi Elazar the Amor. He doesn't have any Tana on his side. Only according to Tosfos, he has a Tana on his side. And then Shita Mugubetzis is saying, yeah, but he doesn't necessarily hold like that Tana. So advarim hayu niflaim meirei einayim, and Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn this. And of course, this sugya is a broad one, and I hope to revisit it because it's very, very important and very enlightening, illuminating, geshmak, and eye-opening. So thank you so much for listening. And bezrat Hashem b'li neder na'azor v'nishne perek ze sof tovah kol nishma te'elokim yira et tzotzav shmor ki ze. Call Adam, shalom, shalom.